And Al Dianco, she's with the Kansas Water Office, and next week a very important meeting planned in Ulysses. The Cimarron Basin Committee will give their input for next year's Kansas Water Plan.
Well, Tim, first of all, the advisory committee is one of 12 that we have around the state to help provide input into water issues for the Kansas Water Authority, who then advises the governor and legislature on needs. So this committee is like the grassroots, taking a look from the local level at what sort of issues are in their area and, you know, maybe what could be done to address these. In this next meeting, we're going to be talking about the update of our Kansas Water Plan, which we are in the middle of a five-year update, trying to refocus where we need to go based on, you know, present needs from the last round. Right now happens to be a really good time to get involved. It's we've got some support here, you know, at the government levels for working on extending the life of the Ogallala Aquifer, which is probably the Cimarron Basin's biggest issue.
And, of course, this meeting will be at 1:30 Tuesday afternoon at the Grant County Civic Center in Ulysses. With what you're hoping to hear, I know every 5 years you do this water plan. Why is the water plan so important?
The water plan is how we prioritize needs, work through funding, coordinate agencies, get legislation that might be needed, as well as that funding to achieve the goals that we get set out in that water plan.
With that input, why is that so important to get?
Well, water resources is very important to all of us, no matter whether we're just drinking that water and using it to bathe, or if our livelihood depends on it or is influenced by it, such as, you know, out in the Cimarron agriculture.
Yeah, do you think it means a little bit more to the people in this area than maybe other parts of the country because of that reason?
Well, and because the Ogallala is their real only water resource that's very dependable, it is very important to that particular group. And yes, many folks think it's a very, very important and underappreciated resource. People take it for granted.
And when you get these comments, how do you utilize that into reforming this Kansas water plan?
Well, the comments that are made usually steer us towards the type of program that might be acceptable and usable. For instance, we've developed some cost share programs that work here in the east for sediment reduction, and out west it's usually related to the Ogallala. How do we conserve, more efficiently use the water? We've pretty well accomplish that. Now we're looking at how do we reduce that usage to make it last for a longer period of time and still keep the economy stable.
Diane Coe, she's with the Kansas Water Office, and once again, this meeting of the Cimarron Basin Committee, as they give their input for next year's Kansas Water Plan, is open to the public. It's Tuesday afternoon, 1:30, for the Grant County Civic Center in Ulysses. And if you have something to note, or if you just want to hear the conversation, everyone is encouraged to attend.